one. Singular sensation, every little step she takes. One. Thrilling combination, every move that she makes.
Marvin Hamlisch, the Pulitzer Prize-winning composer of A Chorus Line and recipient of numerous Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Awards, was born in New York City to immigrant parents. His father was a professional accordion player, and seeing musical promise in his son, sent him to the famed Juilliard School for piano lessons before he turned 7. But as he recounted in many interviews, Marvin Hamlisch soon realized that he was not cut out to be a classical concert pianist. Instead, he turned his sights to pop music. Marvin was about 21 when he wrote Leslie Gore's 1965 hit, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows.
My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how the shriek ring goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay.
But it is for his Broadway and Hollywood scores that Marvin Hamlisch will be best remembered.
Memories like the corners of my mind, misty water.
Marvin Hamlisch was only 29 years old when he swept the music categories at the 46th Academy Awards in 1974, becoming the first person to receive 3 Oscars on the same evening. That night, he won Best Scoring for The Sting and Best Song and Best Original Dramatic Score for The Way We Were. Just a few weeks ago, Marvin Hamlisch received the first Legends Award from the film, television, and digital media nonprofit organization, Cine, at its 55th annual awards gala. Mark Finkelperl, a filmmaker and Cine board member, says that during a question and answer session before the awards, Marvin Hamlisch explained that he had to fight to get The Way We Were the way he wanted it.
He played the piano for us in this little tiny theater. He showed clips from movies like The Way We Were and The Sting and talked about different scenes and how changing the music a little bit would change a scene completely. He didn't like the final music cue in the scene between Redford and Barbara Streisand outside the Plaza Hotel in The Way We Were. And the director wouldn't let him change it. Said, you know what, Marvin, we're too far along. We don't want to change it. I think it works. You're overthinking it. And Marvin said, look, I have to live with this movie for the rest of my life, and I know that I can make it better. I will take the money out of my fee to go back and redo the cue and lay it into the film the way that I think it should be laid in. And the director agreed to that, and he lost some money on the deal. But he got the cue the way he wanted it for the end of The Way We Were. And it was a really, really poignant story about craft and about really elevating your craft to the point where if you're not happy with it, if you can't live with it, it's not right.
Do you think it's possible to overstate his importance to American musical theater or even just American music?
I don't think you can overstate Marvin Hamlisch's importance. Marvin Hamlisch was a titan. There's no one who can ever fill those shoes again. Everything's changed. Showbiz has changed. The movies have changed. And there will never be another Marvin Hamlisch.
Marvin Hamlisch's latest musical theater work is the Broadway-bound production of The Nutty Professor, based on the 1963 Jerry Lewis movie. The show, with songs by Hamlisch and Rupert Holmes, just opened in Nashville. Producer Mac Perkle says that Marvin Hamlisch was a joy to work with.
He's got a very high level of excellence that he strives for in everything he does. And that shows in the music that he did and shows in the detail of the arrangements that followed from his compositions and shows in the work that he did with Rupert. they really have been able to explore the wide variety of emotions in the show in a beautiful way that's fun, it's energetic, it provides great moments for dance and great moments for character insight, great fun.
A tireless worker, Hamlisch was also the principal pops conductor for the Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Dallas, Seattle, San Diego, and Pasadena Symphony Orchestras, and next week was to announce that he'd taken on the same role with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Marvin Hamlisch was the recipient of 4 Grammy Awards, 4 Emmys, 3 Academy Awards, 2 Golden Globes, a Tony, and the Pulitzer Prize. That last honor came for A Chorus Line, which ran for 6,137 performances on Broadway from 1975 to 1990. Hired by director Michael Bennett, Marvin Hamlisch scored the lyrics and composed songs including One Singular Sensation and the oft-covered ballad What I Did for Love. I'm Catherine Cole.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same too. But I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we always knew. And I won't forget what I did for love, what I did for love.